This is NPR News, supported by Little Moments Count. The Early Risers podcast is dedicated to helping families talk about race, even with young children. You can find Early Risers wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at littlemomentscount.org.
Now we're going to hear the story of a family that found refuge here in Minnesota 70 years ago. Edith Lichtenstein Morgan is traveling the state this week, telling the story of her escape from Nazi Germany and the life her family found here in the Midwest. Edith's family was Jewish, and her father was a federal judge in Germany. When Adolf Hitler rose to power, her family started to speak out.
Both my mother's side of the family and my father had been working against the Nazis, having some suspicion that not very good things were going to happen. And shortly after January 33, that my father was under house arrest because he refused to keep his mouth shut, and then when he refused to stay under house arrest, they imprisoned him. But just about that time in March, at the beginning of March, my brother was being born, and they let him out a few days. So we fled. I was 2 and a half. We fled over the border into Switzerland and escaped with a couple of suitcases, and that was about it.
From Switzerland, Edith Lichtenstein's family fled to France. When the Germans invaded there, they fled again.
My brother and I and my mother walked from Paris down to southern France. It was kind of a harrowing time because, you know, there were thousands of refugees fleeing from the northern part of France down to the south. So we were mixed in with all kinds of people. And eventually we got mixed up with the retreating French army. So it was kind of a harrowing time there. But, you know, it was war. It was, as they say, war is hell. Well, it was.
Edith Lichtenstein escaped the war once and for all, only with the help of a Swiss family who had cared for her brother during the summers. That family gave its life savings to buy Edith's family safe passage out of Europe.
And at that time, there was no place to go. My parents considered Israel, but the British were turning ships back. So we lucked out and managed to get one of the last ships leaving Lisbon, Portugal, for the United States. We got here September 2nd, 1941, and you know that by December 7th, the country was at war because Pearl Harbor was attacked.
And then Quakers, was it in New York that got you to the Middle West?
Yes, the American Friends Service Committee, the Quakers, took us out to Iowa to a wonderful, an experimental kind of colony where they brought a number of refugee families. And we learned English, American history. My parents got their first papers, and they resettled us. Got my dad a job and resettled us in the Twin Cities.
Your family being in Germany when the Nazis were rising, what was it like for your family being in the U.S. then after World War II started with the U.S. involvement, looking at how things were progressing in Europe?
Well, I can't complain. I mean, people were, you know, very supportive and very kind to us. The only time that I ran into what looked like really overt anti-Semitism was in Wisconsin when I went to camp one summer. And the only place I ever saw signs that said no Jews or dogs allowed was in Wisconsin. But, you know, since we learned English and spoke like Americans very early, since my brother and I were both young enough, you know, it was just a matter of learning how to make a living. We were Reform, of course, because most German Jews are Reform, and particularly educated Jews, and we had a terrible time getting integrated into the Reform Temple in Minneapolis, simply because Reform Jews tend to be better off, and we were quite poor, and we didn't feel at all comfortable there. They had a whole different view about life, and the money was a whole lot more important. So we ended up not going anymore to Sunday school. My father educated us at home. And we actually got a much better education that way, much better religious education.
And how does your experience, how do the people who hear about your experiences take it? Is it something that they believe is in the past? Because today we have very similar stories. You know, here in Minnesota we have refugees from Somalia and from Liberia, people who also escaped wars and fighting to come to the United States.
Oh, yes. Well, when I was speaking yesterday, there was a young woman in the audience who was a Somali, and she was very much taken by and was very emotionally struck by my experiences. I guess war is sort of war wherever you are, you know, and it's devastating to women and children generally. The experiences are not all that different. Some of the outside trappings maybe, and some of the specific reasons, but fleeing and losing your home and not knowing where you're going to sleep the next day and wondering if you're going to have a meal the next day, and living under, you know, constant threat from an enemy that, you don't know what to do about. Those are common experiences, and I know that she was quite emotionally taken by, you know, the experiences I had, because hers were probably not all that much different.
Edith Lichtenstein Morgan now lives in Massachusetts, but she's back in Minnesota this week, and she'll tell more of her story tomorrow at the Great River Regional Library in St. Cloud. It's part of a traveling exhibit called War and the North Star, Minnesotans Experience World War II. The exhibit is organized by Traces, an organization that collects the stories of Midwesterners and Germans who encountered each other during World War II. You can find out more about what libraries will host the exhibit at the website traces.org.